Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 30th of September. The UK delivered a final guess at second quarter GDP. The data was revised up, cementing the UK's position as the fastest growing G7 economy so far this year. Stronger investment led the revisions higher. The consumer spending estimate was growing, unchanged from the previous estimate. With rising real disposable income, this has meant the savings rate has been able to rise a little. That means that households do have the resources with which to consume, though they are perhaps wary of retailers trying to indulge in a little profit-led inflation. The British Retail Consortium's Shop Price Index showed a little more inflation in September. This was due to less deflation in non-food items than last year. The timing of back-to-school discounting can complicate seasonal patterns in September, of course. After yesterday's moderate Spanish consumer price inflation data for September, we are inundated with more early price statistics from elsewhere in the Euro empire today. France, Italy, Portugal, and Germany all deliver their figures. None of them are expected to change very much from the inflation picture in August, and as markets are not expecting the policy stance of the ECB to change very much either, this is all likely to be a bit of a non-event. ECB President Lagarde is speaking, but again, in the context of market expectations, it's unlikely that many in the markets will actually care that much. The United States is still heading for another government shutdown this evening. It may or may not happen, as this political theatre is a well-worn routine, and very often a solution is created at the last possible moment. This all lowers the productivity of economists, and journalists, if journalists are productive, as pointless hours are spent analysing the effects. The Bureau of Labour Statistics has said that they will not publish any economic data in the event of a shutdown. Of course, the Bureau of Labour Statistics economic data is subject to quality criticism, but the problem is that the alternatives, like sentiment surveys, are even worse, and that's all markets will be left to work with in the absence of official numbers. There's an interesting question about whether the suspension of consumer price inflation data, for instance, might allow companies to sneak through some more profit-led price increases, knowing that they will not be detected. It might depend on whether there's more concern about official recognition of price increases or consumer perception of price increases. Consumers generally do not care what the Bureau of Labour Statistics reports, but instead focus on their own inflation perceptions. If there is a US shutdown, the US job openings data may be the last major official labour market release for a while. That is a shame, because the quality of this particular data release is shockingly low, even by the standards of US economic data. It has also been subject to considerable structural distortions in recent years, making near-term historical comparisons very little use. Consumer confidence data is also due and as ever vulnerable to the extraordinary political partisanship that pervades the United States at the moment. US President Trump detailed the already threatened tariffs on vanities, other furniture, and lumber. These are complicated by exceptions for countries with trade deals and may be somewhat blunted anyway. Furniture imports have already been subject to tariffs at a country-by-country level, and consumer prices for furniture have been rising in year-on-year terms since April. It does also appear that some US consumers redecorated early in order to avoid just this sort of threatened price increase. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.